You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What is this, Gibbs? It sounds like some 80s rock.
Dude, it's Michael Stanley.
Who?
There it is.
Michael Stanley.
I know who Michael Stanley is.
My town.
I've met Michael Stanley before. I just never listened to any of his music.
Is this the old Cavs song?
No. That's coming.
Is that Michael Stanley also?
Yes.
Okay. How does that one go? We're going to wear the... How's that Cavs song go?
Don't worry. It's coming up in the show.
All right, good. I like that one. That one I know.
This song's awesome.
Come on, man.
It's my town. It's all about Cleveland.
Good. It's awesome. I'm just telling you, I met Michael Stanley. This is what I do to people when I know they're famous or they do something that I don't necessarily appreciate or have never been exposed to. But when I met Michael Stanley at a charity event, I'd go, hey, this is Michael Stanley, Matt Wilhelm. Hey, very nice to meet you. Love your music.
But you're fibbing.
You're lying to him.
No, but he would want to know. Just like if he said to me, you know, I'm a big fan of yours. From what? The radio station that I'm on right now? My
Maybe
NFL
he's a
career,
big Ohio State fan.
My Buckeye. I don't know. Big fan of yours. And what? That I'm a good dad? I don't know. How do I know? But I knew he was a musician, so I loved you, like your music.
So you're saying it's like in the movie Zoolander when Hansel says, Sting, I don't listen to the music he makes, but the fact that he's doing it, I respect that?
Yes, very similar.
Come on, man.
Hansel, so hot right
now. I am intrigued. I am intrigued. This city, anytime Michael Stanley plays a concert somewhere, I mean, it is standing room only still.
Yeah.
I mean, Bruce Springsteen, like some of the biggest names in music, opened for this guy.
But you know what, though?
This Gibbs guy at
is, That just goes to show how much passion and excitement this city has for success. And just imagine, if people are standing room only for a Michael Stanley concert, imagine what a parade's going to be like when the Browns win a championship.
I think we might be drunk for 4 days.
I think that like downtown will be shut down for an entire week. Because people will be camped out, like Apple's releasing some supercomputer that, like, you know, does your dishes and, you know, put your kids to bed at night.
If the Cavs win the finals, are you guys both wearing your jorts to the parade?
Dude, I'm wearing jorts, jersey no
and
shirt
jersey.
With my Crocs, and yeah. I'll have the little Cavs plugins in
well,
the holes
of
my
Crocs.
I have
a feeling I'm going to commit to this too.
I know you've already committed to it, because that's what you were going to do anyway. That's all you want to do.
Oh God,
that's all you want to wear. That's all you want.
I'll even put on my mullet wig. We'll rock it out.
Oh, God.
I'll put a Verizon wig on.
Yeah, there you go. I got one of those, too.
216-578-0850 on All In Thursday. Steve in Cleveland. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good
Steve,
man. How you doing?
Good. I'm from Cleveland. I live in Houston now.
Okay.
Nice.
But I just wanted to say, even before I ask your questions, I love the app. I love having the show on every day during the week. It really keeps me connected to Cleveland.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it, man.
Download the app right now in Apple or Android stores.
Yeah. You know, last year I got free tickets to the Texans game, and I couldn't stay the whole game because I couldn't get a signal to check on the Browns game. So I left at halftime and went to watch the Browns game at a bar.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Love the Browns.
What do you think of the Cavs tonight, Steve?
Oh, I think the Cavs are going to do big things. Everybody's underestimating them. And I think that's great for us. You know, we're the Ohio team. We're from Cleveland. They always underestimate us. Everybody, you know, there's this national outlook on us being these heartbroken fans. I think it's over. And tonight's the night that it starts.
I think they will win it. All right. Let's go to Anthony and Lorraine now. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, the keys to me for Cleveland to win this thing is limit the three-point shooting ability of Golden State and controlling the boards, man. They do those two things. And I think, personally, I think Cleveland's going to win the first game tonight. And if they win the first game, look out, they might just sweep Golden State.
You're right about that. I think if you pull the rug out of that Golden State momentum, that untouchable success they've had in the Western Conference, and you pull the rug with physicality, with LeBron and his playmakers – out from
That's
Golden
right.
State. I think you're going to see a shell-shocked team in game two that will come back to Cleveland, and you can run those next two at home.
Now, yeah, I expect this to be a sloppy game tonight. That's why I say I give the edge to Cleveland, because it is a sloppy game. And I also give the edge to Cleveland I mean, totally, because, I mean, they're defensively sound. And we can honestly thank Boston, Chicago, and Atlanta. Everybody thought we was going to lose against Atlanta.
Yep.
They didn't even give us a chance. Not only that, Boston and Chicago, those were hard series fought.
Yep.
And, by the way, I'm probably going to go to this BYOB party tonight, watch the game with my mom's house, because she just bought a new 55-inch TV and stuff.
There you go.
Nice. When you go BYOB, what are you BYOBing? What's your B?
I'm just taking beer, man. That's all I'm doing.
There
I got
go.
Work in the morning.
All right, you know, good.
If they don't win tonight, I'll still give it to them in five
there
games.
There you go. Love the optimism, man. Thanks
I
for
do
the call.
Too. Thanks Later. For the call. Let's get our guy Dino the Trucker in here. Dino, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today? Go Cavs.
Good.
Cavs.
Dino, the Cavs will win the finals if what?
Oh, hey, listen. They're going to win it in five. You know why? Because they're going to give Delly, who I admire so much because he's a hard player, David Blatt's going to give him a head of garlic, and he's going to tell him to chew on it. Then he's going to wash it down with a Foster's, and he's going to go and get right in Seth Curry's face and breathe on him. And that's going to throw off his game. You watch.
Delly prefers Corona, even though he's from Australia.
He's going to get a Foster's, man. That's what he's going to have.
He should, but there's pictures of him drinking Corona and a shoe in Foster's.
The reason why I'm calling, though, is that you imagine LeBron, how he got all them players together. He got them to play as one unit. They're playing such as a team. Now, wouldn't it be something if we could follow LeBron and put him with the Cleveland Browns and have him inspire the Browns the way he inspired his own team?
You're right about that, Dino. And I think that the Cleveland Browns, if they play like a series of individuals and don't play like a team, they will regress. But if with the leadership that we have, the addition of Josh McCown as an additional leader in the locker room, as we heard from Joe Thomas, this is a team that has to do a lot of things right and hold each other accountable based on what the coaches ask them to do each and every Sunday.
That's exactly right. You got to be collectively better than you are. The whole has got to be more than greater than the sum of the parts. Adam and Warren, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. Adam, how are you?
I'm excellent. Ready for tonight.
That's right.
I'll be going
to Cavs. The Cavs will win the series if what?
I think if we out physical, too much physicality, I think we're going to dominate. Tristan will keep getting the boards, and that we'll have too much. We'll punch them in the mouth and break their spirit.
Where will you be watching the game tonight?
Tonight I'll be watching with some family.
Nice.
And last time we watched together, JR hit eight three-pointers.
Hey, wouldn't hate that.
Atlanta on the road.
On the Cuyahoga Greenery.
That's right.
I'm dropping threes from every which angle. Good stuff, Adam. Appreciate the phone call very much. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into fact or fiction. Fact or fiction here. Cavs-oriented here. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs, all in Thursday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.